Maybe even call them to the situation.
The approach to the chinuch to the child be the same, at that, even though the response to the is from erech apayim rather than from real chas. In other words, what now it's erech apayim. You still at that moment.
You can still punch him if you have.
Exactly. In other words, the kid's still pouring milk all over your pants or whatever, right? Only you don't want him to pour milk on your pants. Alst erech apayim rather alst than the chas.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you have to sit there and say, okay, have Rachman aside, you just keep pouring. Right. The difference between the attitude, what's...
We were just one of these, so we weren't going into all the different forms of it. There are many forms of these things. Yeah. The basic idea, this is true in all forms of Pishas and Yetzin. Perosi Yetzahor, Perosi Toyer Tavlin. In Pogel Bechol Menuvel Zu Meshcheil Lebeis Medrash. Yosef Rod Muist Nuk Yosha Yaakov Ha'in. The way to overcome the Yetzahara is to upgrade yourself to a higher world. Enter the Beis Medrash. See Yosef Nuk Yosha Yaakov Ha'in. He leaves. Yetzahara was there. He was big, strong. He was about to get you. You see Yaakov Avinu, you look around, he's gone. He's just not there anymore.
That's a mental process, that's an emotional process.
It can work on all different levels. The first level, the way that you can actively be in charge of the process is through simply thinking the right thoughts. Thinking the right thoughts. Down to the simple, practical level, it says when it comes a person here or there, and you should think a thought of Torah. And it's ad kidei kach that they're mata even be mokum she'einu noki, because that's the mechalchei of mechalchei. Mm-hmm. The mechalchei, there are different rules.
When you're in the house, there's no time for thinking too much.
What?
When somebody does, when it's the moment, you have to be
prepared. That is the difficulty. But there's very, very often that we are aware that we're about to fall into, we're going to the war of Mechomas Hakas. We know that we don't want to fall down this pitfall, but we just feel helpless, right? So we try to contain it, it doesn't work. I didn't say you couldn't be going to the airplane. I said, but what do you do? What's the approach? Don't try to face the Yitzhak on the hand, on his turf. Hand face on competition. You're going to tell me to get angry. I'm going to no control myself and not get angry. Then I'm going to get even more angry. Then I shouldn't be getting angry, and I'm getting angry because then I'm going to be angry at myself also. Not only
rising yourself above that.
Right. Yeah. You have to.
We learned the Mishnah that said be slow to anger. Remember the Chiddush was that it's in your control. Doesn't mean it'll happen immediately, but you have control.
We're talking about good people, almost every person, when he has these things, there are these instantaneous blow-ups, and that's a special problem. Right? But very often there is a time when a person is trying to control himself. Right? But what do you do? Right? Don't use force against kas. Right? Wash it away with rachamim. Clean it. What? That's one way. There are a lot of ways. How do you do it? You know, all the mahalchei rachamim. One of the things that is difficult to do, but if a person gets into this practice, right, you'll save 80-90% of all the tzolos in life. Right? If somebody does you an abla, before you react, think of two reasons why you can understand, even if he's not right, but you can understand where he's coming from. Put yourself in his shoes. Understand him. Okay? He can still be a yoch. I'm not telling you that you should take him for a friend anymore, right? But you're not going to be angry at him. You know where he's coming from. You're not out for war with him anymore. Right? If you're a little stronger, better at it, right? Then you can go even right to Chayim Lamed Sfus. It gets to a point, the person has a capability, right, where he doesn't have to lose the simcha, the good-naturedness of his heart because somebody did me something wrong. There is really no reason why if you do me something wrong, I have to feel ugly inside. You did something wrong. It hurts. I'll deal with that. But there's no reason why I have to get all that. There's no reason for it. It doesn't do me any good. It does me a lot of damage. And it's really uncomfortable. You can't do this on the lower level. It's not possible. It doesn't exist. It only exists in the higher form. It only exists when a person brings out those koichos which are chelik alakam imal. The chiddush is that we can do it.
This is a natural process that the Yitzhar runs away. Is there an explanation to this? It's
just like...
It's
simple, yeah.
Why
does it... Because it runs away from the
Rebbeinu. You're thinking like God would think in relationship to you.
How can you stand with the Rebbeinu? How can Shek you stand with the
Rebbeinu? Okay, it's something I don't understand. Okay, no, it works
very simple. It's pashut. There's a natural tendency to feel that if I was wrong, I must have anger in my heart. If a person can raise himself up to machshavos of rachum ve'erech apayim, he can come to a point that he doesn't feel anything. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't even hurt. That's the chiddush. To the point where he starts saying there's something wrong with me. I'm not talking about going on dimension trips.
That's what keeps going.
But you have to be careful. It's a little bit dangerous process. We didn't learn everything that can be said on the subject. But that's the Mishnah we're going to do. Ezo Gibor, a Kodesh Zitzvah, much higher than a Gibor, and the basic way to succeed in the Mechomas HaYetzer is not to struggle with him by force, but to overpower him by enhancing your koichos, or bringing out your godly koichos, bringing out those koichos that he doesn't stand a chance against. When a person can bring out within himself, then the Yitzhak goes away. It stops. It doesn't bother. A person can have his head in the base medrash, and you can be in the base medrash in the Chol V'Yafa. Then there's no problem. There's no problem, but it's a problem you can deal with. It's a deal where you can succeed. And without it, you can't succeed. Because he's strong enough. You want to beat him up? I'm not saying that it never exists. Sometimes it exists. There are times when there's no brute strength. You have to use such overpowering, bring out the last ounce of your strength and overpowering by brute force. That's the exception, it's not the rule. Yeah. It's an exceptional type of person who can do that as a rule. And it's an exceptional rule that the person could do that. Right? But the basic form of behavior, which is the real strength that we have, is that we have capability of bringing out the chelek al kam imal. He doesn't stand a chance.
So it doesn't have to be dafka erech apayim. It could be one of the other 13, let's say some other mitzvah of Hashem, if it would be applicable to the situation,
right,
would also work.
Right. But here is a classical,
this is the classical
example of showing of how your misgaber, by upgrading the thing where he doesn't.
Isn't the lesson Kovish a Misa Machna that you're going against him?
That's what I'm showing. Kovish, David Melch was Kovish as Goliath. By upgrading the thing, not against your stones against his knife, but he said it's your knife against Shem Elokei Yisrael. So before that, I didn't stand a chance. After that, you don't stand a chance. And that's the way it is. We only have stones, but we have the capability of going either with stones, or we can bring out Shem Elokei Yisrael. When we bring Hashem a Klal Yisrael, we throw stones afterwards. Huh? Then you can throw a stone. Technically, you throw a stone. Yeah. Doesn't make a difference. Right? You can throw a stone. That doesn't make a difference. Throw a stone in an airplane, it'll fall down. Right? It doesn't make any difference.
No matter whose team we're on, ours or his.
And then, what kind of thing is
this? The most important part is speaking.